Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today, Newark City Council President Jeff Harris, and Crystal Stamper with Par Excellence Academy. You can already hear Council President Harris getting me in trouble. I'm not falling down that rabbit hole this
early. What trouble? I missed something?
Well, he's like, well, what do you like more, your grandkids, or what would you rather have first, your grandkids or your kids? You think I'm getting into that argument? There's no way in heck.
Sounds perfect for you.
Well, we're going to get into some here in a second, but cloudy skies today, chance of snow, high near 27, then cloudy tonight with snow, cloudy with snow on Saturday. There is the winter weather advisory. It goes up at 1 o'clock this afternoon and runs until Saturday morning at 10. All right, Crystal, before we bring you into this conversation, I President Harris, I wear my Notre Dame hoodie and my hat because obviously I'm a big Notre Dame fan. Part of the reason I wore this, and I knew it, I'm like, if anybody's coming in here in Ohio State stuff, it's Jeff Harris. Now look at you. I mean, did you plan that, or did you?
I did, because I knew you'd have your Notre Dame stuff. But if you want to be a loser and wear it, that's fine. You know.
How do you like that? He's already I'm in the championship. You're not there yet.
Oh, we'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well. All right. You're a big sports fan. I mean, how much fun are you having with us?
Oh, it's been the conference's playoffs has been a lot of fun this year. Seeing all the top teams get beat out, and they should have done that a long time ago. So,
oh, I agree wholeheartedly with you. Now, I feel bad for you too, because here's a lifelong Browns fan who has season tickets.
Oh,
I'm a diehard. I'll
pain
live and die.
And
live
suffering.
And die with them.
Wow.
The year they were 0-16, I went to every game. Every game, stayed to the end. Was loyal.
That's loyal. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
Are you right down in the pound?
On the opposite of the pound.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got
you.
So the respectable end.
Yeah, respectable. Love the Browns. Love the Browns.
It's got to be tough, though.
It is tough.
I mean, but to get, you know what? To your credit, you put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a diehard fan, and you're putting your money up.
Go, yeah.
Some of us might call that stupid, but that's all right. That's not me.
Please tell me you don't think they're going to take another quarterback this year.
We have to.
You have to?
We have to. Well, at least I'm not like the Dallas fans who think we're going to go to the Super Bowl
every year.
Hey, I'm a
little flame just lit right there. So.
Wow. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Now we know the rest of the story.
Now the trouble's going to begin. She's been biding her time over there, but as soon as he said Cowboys, game on.
Game on.
Big sports fan, Crystal?
I do like sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't watch them as probably committed as my mother or my father do, but I do watch them a lot.
Yeah. So. Ohio State fan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go Bucks.
Yeah. Now, look, I want them to win tonight. Don't get me wrong whatsoever. I want the Buckeyes there. But once they get there, there'll be no Buckeyes. And my wife works at Ohio State and is a graduate of Ohio State.
Yeah, but he wants the Buckeyes because the Buckeyes are his favorite second team. So that way, when Notre Dame gets beat, he said, well, I'm a Buckeyes one, so I'm a championship. I'm a champion either way.
Either way, you're a winner.
That's twice that man said when the Buckeyes beat Notre Dame. Twice.
Not that anyone's scoring or anything.
Well, the way I look at it, Par Excellence's colors are red and white, and so we are automatically Ohio State fans. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when we're watching the games and I'm cheering them on, I'll post on our Par page, raise them right, make them be Ohio State fans.
There you go.
I'll get into Al Sabatucci that and put Notre Dame on it. All right, you mentioned Par Excellence, and you are the marketing director. What makes this school so special?
So many things. Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, we're so nurturing. There's just so much love. I mean, I just started in September, and already it's like I've been there my whole life. It's just so amazing. The kids smile all the time when I'm in there. It's just so much fun. And then on top of that, when, you know, we meet that fun with the academics, we are number one in the country for reading and math in the Success for All program curriculum. And then on top of that, the Ohio Department of Education has given us a 5-star rating for early literacy, which is impeccable. And then the overall academics is a 4-star report card, mm-hmm. and which again is just, we're called Par Excellence because we meet the par and we rise above it.
Mm-hmm. So. And you know where that starts? It starts at the top with Giselle. I mean, Giselle James, the superintendent, I have enjoyed her company on many occasions at different functions. She's been in here and talked before. But, I mean, you talk about a positive person, and President Harris is shaking his head over here, too. I don't know that I've ever seen her down.
Oh, no, yeah. Never. And any time anybody needs anything, she sees that, and she just fulfills it. She is the heart of that school, for sure. Mm-hmm. The direction, the vision that she has for all the trajectory of where we're going to go and how we're going to grow, it's just – and I'm so glad I get to be a part of that, because I meet that with her, and she just motivates me so much to keep doing and keep doing better. Mm-hmm. She's great. And her philosophy, life is fun every day. That is one of the things that we do with mm-hmm. our school. Every single morning she gets those kids pumped up.
Mm-hmm. I was in there this morning, and she was doing the morning announcements, and her energy was just off the charts. I'm sitting there just going, wow. And she gave all the announcements and all the kids. You can hear the excitement in all the classrooms. So, yeah, she's pretty special.
You know, Jeff, you've been here your whole life, it seems mm-hmm. like. I mean, you know what the Nobles, the family that started the Par Excellence. I mean, how proud are you of what has happened there? I mean, not a lot of folks had those charter schools early or had a place for some kids to go who kind of fall through the cracks. The Nobles saw the need, and boy, oh boy.
Yeah, it started back in the late 80s, I believe, in the church basement, and his vision was to help the students. And more important, he always say to educate the parents, mm-hmm. to help the students, and just to see it grow from the church basement into, I think it, from there it went to Mahalem, mm-hmm. Mahalem School, and then over to the old Miller School now. I think she said there's almost 200 students there. Mm-hmm. I know they like to expand to junior high and high school someday, but, you know, so, yeah, mm-hmm. it's their vision has been, you know, pretty impressive.
Jeff, as city council president, how important is that education piece? Is that something that you folks talk all the time about? Okay, how can we help? Not just Par Excellence, but the Newark City Schools. I mean, you are a graduate of the school district. How important is that for folks on city council and the mayor and you as president to say, okay, we got to help these schools. We got to do what we can to get these kids where they need to be.
Oh, yeah. We, you know, one thing I've done since I've been president is every meeting reach out to Newark City Schools, St. Francis, Blessed Sacrament, Par Excellence, and we have a student come in to do the pledge, to engage them with, you know, city government. And, you know, and all city councilmen, you know, try to give back to the schools. You know, we try to go to different events and to encourage the kids, you know, you could be where we are if that's what you want to do, or you could be a police officer or fireman, whatever you want to do, you know. So all the schools do a good job, and yeah, it's important that, you know, that we engage with them.
When you have little grandkids, I mean, you have grandkids, I mean, you know exactly what it's like for kids going through a school district and coming up. And again, I watch the meetings and I see these kids, you hear them doing that. That's huge for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
And they're excited, and they think it's a big deal. And, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I always tell them, I said, look, you know, you can go home and watch it on YouTube or go to school tomorrow, tell your teacher. And mm-hmm. and so, yeah, it's pretty exciting. The last student we had last meeting last year was from Par Excellence, and he got elected student council president.
And he was excited. Yeah. He was just so excited to be doing that.
Yeah, he was excited to be there. So, yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, it doesn't get much better than that. Mm-mm. Brought the kid in, and now he's student council president.
Yeah.
Better watch out, Harris.
He's going to be he's coming. Job.
He's coming. That's right.
We had a whole big election and everything.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
He had a campaign everything. They did. They had to run a campaign. We videotaped them, and the students all got to vote on who they wanted, and it was great. So mm-hmm. it was really fun. And they are really taking that student council role seriously. They raised over $400 for Children's Nationwide Hospital. So it was really awesome. That was their first big thing that they did. And they did it by doing Spirit Week for 7 days, and they just brought in dollars. Mm-hmm. So these kids are amazing kids. They really care.
We never got a Spirit Week, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you? You could wear something different and bring in money?
Absolutely.
Oh, no, we never got to do that.
Worth every penny.
Oh, I don't even want to know what you wore. I'm not even going there with you. There's no way. Before we take a break and we get into the big day of service community breakfast, when you talk about Par Excellence, you know, what's the relationship like then with the parents? Is it get them in there, show them, bring them, let them see what their kids are doing?
Absolutely. What makes it another special thing is we have what we call POPTA. So we're different from some other schools because, you know, we got to have a different name. And it's People of PAR and Teacher Association. And those parents are so excited to be active, and they come in and they come in with their own activities. They come in with volunteering and ready to go. We also have, though, in addition to that, we have tutors and mentors and parents that come in to do one-on-one reading and things like that. We want our parents to be involved, and we are so proud of our parents too, because you have to understand that there's a lot of adversity that a lot of these students and have challenges for. Unfortunately, you know, homelessness or being right at that mark of poverty level. And yet they rise above all those challenges to make sure that they are getting their kids to school every day, that those kids are studying so well to pass those state exams. And, you know, they're just doing so much, staying involved and being active. And so we're really proud of our parents.
Yeah, I don't know, Joel. Do you think she should get a job in marketing? Because she knows she's pretty excited about it.
I'm feeling she's in the right spot.
She knows what she's doing over there. Yes. No doubt about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm happy to say Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and Crystal Stamper joining us today. Glad you could join us on this Friday morning at 9:15. Winter weather advisory goes into effect at 1 o'clock today and runs until Saturday morning. Cloudy skies and a chance of snow. Now I'm having fun with the Newark City Council President Jeff Harris, because, Jeff, go ahead and tell everybody what you just said. It'll make Joel feel good about himself.
I don't know. About a month ago on the morning show, they were talking about ice cream. Dave like sprinkles on his ice cream, and Joel just thought that was ridiculous, and I agree with Joel.
For a grown man.
For a grown man, sprinkles.
I mean, sprinkles.
Are you
for
trying to tell me
kids?
Yeah. You don't like sprinkles on your
no.
ice cream?
No.
Oh, well. Okay. When are you up for election?
2062.
Well, our little guy from Bar Excellence will be running by.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be his campaign chair.
There you go.
give me his name.
There we go.
We'll get him up there. I can tell you that. All right, we're having a lot of fun. Obviously, it's a great time to be here in the city of Newark, and a great time to be at Par Excellence, as you've got the big day of service community breakfast coming up, Martin Luther King Day on Monday, January 20th. But this is really special for you, President Harris, because you're going to deliver the keynote speech. When they asked you to do it, how thrilled were you? How humbled were you?
I was in shock. I don't know if I was thrilled. But after, you know, the shock's over, It's a really nice opportunity to be the speaker, and I'm looking forward to it. Don't ask me what I'm going to talk about, because I'm not sure yet, but you know, it'll all come together. So I will talk a little bit about what's coming for Newark in 2025. I'll touch that a little bit, but we'll also talk about Martin Luther King too, so we'll get it all together.
I would think you've got a great story. I mean, Newark is on such a great trajectory right now, and I mean, within Licking County, with all of the buzz about Intel and population growth and all that stuff, Newark is riding the crest.
Mm-hmm. Newark is booming. You know, it's a good place to be in the city of Newark, and you know, I don't want to give anything away for the speech, then maybe people won't come, so we'll just have to wait and come. So
selling yourself short over there.
Yeah,
huh?
I know, right?
You can't want.
But, you know, I count it as an honor and privilege. Of course, the last two speakers have been outstanding, and, you know, so it's something try to live up to them.
So you better bring it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
So. He's sweating already. Look
yeah,
at
him. Yeah, I am. So.
You know, it's Community Day of Service. And a lot of folks, and I'll ask Crystal about this, but because, again, you have grandkids and kids yourself, you know, I think people forget, it's not about having the day off from school.
Right.
I mean, it's about doing something for your community. I don't care what it is. Is that something that you try to tell your grandkids, tell your kids, look, yeah, it's a day off, but let's go do something?
Yeah, and it's about the legacy of, you know, Martin Luther King, his vision, and what he, you know, what he's done for a lot of people in America and what his vision was. Yeah, holidays are special, you know, like President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, and we really need to think about the holidays and what they mean and what they represent more than having a day off. So
I mean, you've gone to these breakfasts. I know I've been over there several times for the breakfast itself. It seems like it's really grown in popularity more and more because the kids get involved. I mean, it just seems like it's really grown.
Yeah, it's grown in the past probably 7 or 8 years. There was a time it kind of dropped off, and then we've kind of built it back up, and that has a lot to do with the school and what they're doing. You know, with the superintendent James, she's excellent. People love to come and get an update from her because, you know, there's a lot of exciting things going on about the school too.
Crystal, what's going to be happening as far as kids? I know you're new, but I'm sure people have told you already about the breakfast and what's going to be taking the place. But I know the kids usually will have a performance that they will do. I mean, it's a big deal over there.
There is a little bit of a change this year. We're going to have the students have recorded a video dance and then a video reading. And so they won't be doing it live. We will be showing that video. But the kids, I'm sure there will be kids present for the breakfast that everyone can come and talk to and feel the vibe of how wonderful it is at PAR. One of the things, the theme this year is Play It Forward. It's called Play It Forward because we want to develop an ADA accepted, approved destination playground in our rear property, because the playground we currently have is very small, and bigger kids can't really play on it. Students with some disabilities, there's not any accessible right now. So what the plan is to take that out and build a new one, but also an extension to form a storybook pathway and STEM activities, because we are science, technology, engineering, and math focused on all of our stuff. And then also the wetlands that are back there, they can be reserved and preserved. And so all of the future of the funds for this is going to take care of that. And so as well as Newark is growing, PAR is growing. We're going to just move right along with it. So, and so when you come to the breakfast, we want you to play. We want you to be a kid. We want you to have fun. We're going to have games.
Right up your alley, Dave. Yeah. Right up your alley, Dave.
Yeah. We're going to have games. We're going to laugh. I mean, I hope he throws some jokes in his speech. I mean, I just really want it to be a fun place. Now, we also are going to dress up because we want to be to the nines and show off how awesome we are, but we're going to have fun.
So my Notre Dame hoodie and hat probably wouldn't work that morning. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, if you want to be the joke of the breakfast, go ahead and
wear it. If you want to wear it with a pair of slacks, I'm good with that.
I walked right into that.
Yeah, pretty much. Saw that one coming right down 21st Street.
I'm an idiot. I can't believe I said that. Just to open myself up. Date, where, and how folks want to get tickets.
Okay, so it will be January 20th and of 2025, so here in just 1 week. And then the tickets you can reserve by sending an email, or you can call the school and just say, I'd like to reserve a ticket. And that way we can have kind of a head count. I mean, obviously, you can also buy at the door. And what the process is, you can send a check to the school. You have to say to PAR Excellent STEM Academy. The school address is 1350 Granville Road, so you can mail it to the school. You can do cash at the door, and then get your ticket there. So just call and say, I want to reserve a seat, and then you can pick up your ticket at the door with the cash. But we also this year are going to offer credit card capability. So if you don't have cash on you, no excuse.
We'll take what you got. Open up that wallet. I know you got something in there.
And you can still show up at the Morty to the breakfast.
And how much are the tickets? So folks, if they are, you know.
It's $50 a seat.
Okay.
Now, we do still have some sponsorship tables available. And with that, you get to be initiated into our brand new Horizon Club. The Horizon Club is going to give our sponsors a lot of recognition and thank you for their support. And then there's also some PAR swag that's going to come along with that. Sharing that partnership on our website and things like that. And that is $1,000. And we do have some of those available, too, if anyone wants to become a sponsor. Mm-hmm. But not just for the breakfast. Anytime throughout the year, if someone wants to be part of that Horizon Club, it's a $1,000 donation.
Okay, very good. Have you, I should have asked this, have you given a keynote speech before?
One time.
Okay.
And, one time years ago at the Trinity for it was for a scholarship program years ago.
Yeah. So, all right. You said you haven't. I'm putting him on the spot now because he keeps taking shots at me. So you said you haven't put the speech together. Do you envision, you know, just sitting down and writing? Are you one of those? And again, people come to the city council meetings. You're pretty sometimes off the cuff and talk. I mean, is that your style? I mean, off or does you have to have that in front of you to read it, or are you one of those that once you get started, man, get out of my way, here I go?
Yeah. I mean, I'll have. Notes. It's mm-hmm. I'll just go off the cuff, you know, and I won't sit there and read a speech. I can't stand when people do that.
Yeah. I think it's, well, take cues from this guy because he's probably the best I've seen. I mean,
I know the gauntlet's already been laid down with some jokes sprinkled in. So
yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
sprinkled in. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
He's learning. He's learning.
It's the rainbow sprinkles too, right?
Oh yeah. No, I like the chocolate ones too. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
But the rainbow sprinkles are the ones that I like. You know, just to go back, touch a little bit about the importance of remembering the holidays, not just Martin Luther King, but boy, I tell you, it seems like more and more folks of our age are trying to get kids to remember that American history because. The school systems, again, no offense, STEM, science, technology, engineering, math, I understand. But a lot of this, kind of been lost a little bit on the history of this country. And sad to say, a lot of folks may not even know what Martin Luther King Jr. was, what he got started. So this is important to do that as well.
Oh, it is very important. Our students, a lot of our students don't even have a clue about America or how it got started or, I don't even know what they teach anymore, but right. it's very important that I think PAR Excellence and does a good job of talking about Martin Luther King, and I'm sure some of the schools do, but it's not like it was when we were in school.
We were kids. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's just fallen off to the side a little bit. You were going to say?
I was going to say that one of the things we are going to do this year is brand new, that we're going to start an annual thing, and that is the Noble Knight Founders Fair. And that is to give thanks back to our founder, Reverend Charles Noble, and of course his vision and his relationship to why he wanted to commemorate Martin Luther King Jr. And so basically it's like a science fair, except the students are going to get to pick a topic from either STEM, STEM, science, technology, engineering, or math, or they can also pick a historical topic or art project. And then it's the sixth grade students that are going to be doing that. And then they're going to do all the research and do a presentation. So we're really excited about doing that. I used to be a member of Toastmasters International.
Oh, okay.
And so I was teaching the students some speech practices, and it's been a lot of fun. So it's called the Peak Club, and so they're really having a good time with that too.
That's cool. That's a lot of fun to do that. Again, if folks want to buy tickets, where do they get them? How can they get them?
They can get them by contacting the school. The phone number is 740-344-7279. They can reserve that. They can email me, cstamper@parstem.org. And then they can also get them at the door. Mm-hmm. So, we're trying to make it as convenient as possible. And like I said, you can pay by check or cash or credit card.
Yep, and makes it easy for you. All right, Ohio State and Texas, who you got?
Oh, Ohio State all the way. O-H.
Okay. I-O. Go ahead.
Got Ohio State over Texas. I got Ohio State 42, Notre Dame 17 in the national championship.
Can you give me a score for Texas before you beat me?
Oh.
How about that?
He jumps right to the jugular on that one.
Just gives me the score.
I mean,
I'll tell you what.
We don't even know what the line's going to be yet. He's already predicting a 25-point victory.
I don't matter. Oh, I can't believe I invited him in here.
I can't believe you haven't brought up the team up north
well,
yet.
Well, I'm not taking – because, again, as
That's
he said,
history. That's all history. That's
he
in the past.
Didn't bring up Northern Illinois.
Okay.
So
okay, I'm just saying. I'm just,
I didn't bring up any Michigan
You guys fight
stuff.
Above board.
Hey,
God bless
you
both.
Word.
Well, I don't worry about that. Man. That stuff never bothers me. Well, President Harris, a pleasure having you in. I know this is a great honor for you. Yeah. And I mean, you will have a lot of fun with that, I know. And folks come out and hear what you have to say. Should be a great morning.
Thanks for having us this morning.
Oh, no problem. It's been fun. It's been a problem, but Crystal, you are welcome back anytime you
Thank
like.
Thank you so much. It's been a lot of fun. I'm really glad to be here. Yeah, the only other thing I do want to say is if there are any alumni who used to attend PAR, even if it was just for kindergarten, we want to hear from you. So please call the school and let us know that you were alumni, because we want to reach out more to anybody that's ever had a connection to do with PAR. So important for us.
Yeah, that's great. You know what? If you don't remember your past, it's hard to, you know, follow where you're going to go. So that's fantastic. Be sure to join us Monday as Mike Schmidt, the president of the Licking County Foundation, will be joining us here on Talk of the Town. But again, I want to thank our guests today, Newark City Council President Jeff Harris and Crystal Stamper with PAR Excellence STEM Academy. You guys have a good, safe weekend. Be careful with the weather coming in. Real quick, I'm the city of Newark. You were pretty pleased with how things went with the weather that came through here?
Oh, what
the snow and that?
Yeah, they did a good job this time around. So, yeah.
It's never easy.
It's never easy, and people don't understand that. And you know, I get tired of hearing people say, well, he's ready to play. Well, they have a lot less roads than Newark. You know, people don't understand. You know, 16 Main Street for the first two roads that we have to clear, especially Main Street, so people can get in and out of the hospital. And then you got 21st Street, and you got 13. So Newark has a lot of major roads to plow before they start the other areas.
Again, it's not any, as you said, if you miss my street, then that's who's going to call it.
Right.
It's never the other one.
Just keep fighting the good fight. Yeah.